takes him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought that this would make him the best man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and brought the stone away. From the dead, he must love me.
Suffered it all because he loved me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad he was willing to do that for us. Glad he rose from the grave. Amen. If he'd been not risen, the Bible says our faith is in vain, our preaching's in vain. We're yet in our sins, but I'm glad he rose from the grave. And this next song, boy, I shouldn't do this. They'll start cringing. Amen. But talk of mine and raising it from the dead. We might as well try this one. You want to try it, or you want me to talk to myself? Talk to myself. All right. The title of the song is Conversation. Amen. But since I don't have my regular bass singer here, I just have to talk to myself. So you just have to use your imagination. Amen.
Hear me what I say. This this morning, alive this morning. The storm was blowing, and I could not stop it, no, I could not hold it down. With power, on great power, he rose up from the ground. He rose up from the ground.
Some Baptists might have been in the tomb any minute. Amen. Antithesis. Amen. I don't know what you want to call it, but, you know, remember the disciples, they come back and said, I went to the grave, but he wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, just looked real religious, real pious, you know, he wasn't there. Somebody said he rose from the dead. I just can't see that. Amen. They said they ran. Amen. They ran. He's not there. He's risen. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Thank God. All the other religions, you can go to the leaders of their religions, you can go to their tomb, they're still in there, but he's not there. Amen. He's not in there. Praise the Lord for that. Let's see, I'll just stay in that same gear. I guess it's us three. We can sing with us. Let's do that.
One dark night down in Egypt, fearful time had come for a young Hebrew boy who was his father's firstborn son. With the angel of death soon passing through, it was hard to fall asleep, and one little lamb in his mind as he lay there counting sheep. He wondered why the young lamb had to die, why his blood was on the door, and through the wind and the rain would it still remain. He wanted to be sure, so he called out to his father with a trembling voice so scared, saying, Father, please would you look and see if the blood is still there. And he said, Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. Wind may blow and the rain may fall, but the giant won't wash away. Blood will stand the raging storm. It's been a flood of loving care. Stay secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there.
Thank God for the blood. Amen.
Looking over all the damage storm has left behind, a flood of endless questions and doubt has filled my mind. And the fear that grips my troubled soul brought me to my knees in prayer, saying, Father, please would you look and see if the blood is still there.
Son, don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. rain may pour and the rain may fall, but it just won't wash away. The flood will stand the raging storm. It's been applied with love and care. Stay secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there. Stay secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Well, we'll do one more. Go ahead. Let's see. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, by the way, Jimmy's wife and Dawn's husband watching this on the internet, amen. So he should have waved at the wife, Jimmy. He walked off, amen. Amen. This song talks about what to do with your burdens, amen. A lot of times we come down to the altar or at our homes, whatever, we'll bring a burden to the Lord, and then when we get done with praying, we just pick it back up and take it off with us, amen. The Bible says, cast your burdens upon him, cast your cares upon him, amen. This song says, lay them down and leave, amen.
Baby, that's my feet.